Ketchikan's federally recognized tribe has been working with Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation to monitor fecal coliform and enterococci bacteria levels at Ketchikan's beaches since 2017. But Meredith Pokart of the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition told attendees at a recent public meeting that this year was different.
2020 gave us a really unique opportunity to monitor for bacteria around Ketchikan without cruise ships, and we were still seeing pretty elevated levels.
At some sites, bacteria levels were higher than they'd ever been. Others, like the city's Thomas Basin Harbor, saw improvements that regulators credit to sewer line repairs.
And so that just opens up, some more question and hopefully some more dialogue.
That cruise ships don't appear to be contributing to Ketchikan's beach bacteria problem isn't as surprising a conclusion as it might seem. Just for some quick background, fecal coliform bacteria levels are measured in colony-forming units per 100 milliliters. In simple terms, you take a water sample, drop that onto a petri dish, and count how many bacteria colonies form. Do some math, and bing, bang, boom, you get the standard bacteria unit for fecal coliform, CFU per 100 milliliters. Cruise ships' wastewater has to average less than 14 CFU per 100 milliliters. DEC's Gretchen Augett put that in perspective.
That's extremely low, extremely safe. It is what we use as our most stringent fecal coliform criteria in the state.
So in theory, you could safely swim right next to cruise ships' wastewater pipes. You could harvest mussels and clams and eat them raw, assuming they're not tainted by other toxins. That 14 CFU number, that's less bacteria than is allowed in Ketchikan's drinking water reservoirs. Cruise ships are able to achieve those low bacteria levels because they have advanced treatment systems on board. But on shore, Ketchikan's wastewater treatment plants are far less effective. Take Ketchikan's city-run Charcoal Point wastewater plant. Here's Meredith Pokart again.
And so you can see that on a daily level, the Charcoal Point is permitted to discharge 1.5 million CFU.
That's the maximum limit for a day. Over a month, it's required to average no more than 1 million CFU per 100 milliliters. That's more than 70,000 times the limit for cruise ships. The plant is allowed to put out that much bacteria because it's exempt from some requirements of the Federal Clean Water Act. It's only required to do what's called primary wastewater treatment, essentially letting solids settle out of the water before shooting it into the sea. Ketchikan's city-run plant is not required to do secondary treatment, which uses bacteria to break down waste products and generally results in cleaner water. And it's not the only plant like that in the area. Wastewater facilities in Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Haines, and Skagway have similar permits and are allowed to put out similarly high concentrations of bacteria. But Pokart says DEC and the Watershed Coalition aren't pointing fingers.
One of the important things to point out is we don't know and we can't currently tell the magnitude of each source's contribution to the bacteria levels that we're seeing at the sampling locations.
She says leaky septic tanks, pet waste, small boat harbors, and private sewer systems are other potential sources for bacteria. And there's reason to believe Charcoal Point isn't the problem. The city of Ketchikan tracks bacteria levels in and around the 2-mile mixing zone near the plant, and for at least the past year, bacteria have stayed below state standards. And a separate water quality study sponsored by DEC also found low levels of bacteria near the sewer plant. The only location that tested above standards in that study was a small boat harbor, Thomas Basin. But environmental regulators are sounding the alarm. DEC recommends that all of the Ketchikan beaches tested, except for popular Rotary Beach and Mountain Point Surprise Beach, be included on the EPA's impaired waters list. That would require the state to come up with a plan to address the bacteria problem. DEC's Chandra McGee explains.
We'll be working with the community on a watershed plan and in implementing actions from that plan to hopefully bring all of these beaches back into compliance with water quality standards in the future.
And while DEC has monitored Ketchikan's beaches since 2017, it's not stopping there. Monitors sampled waters all over the state this summer, taking advantage of low cruise ship traffic to establish a baseline, says DEC Environmental Program Specialist Brock Tabor.
We're specifically looking for pollutants, a couple different things. We're looking at bacteria concentrations, which is of great interest to the public. We're also looking at select metals that we identified to be associated with cruise ship discharges in the past.
The study's data is preliminary, but it found high levels of bacteria near small boat harbors around the state. Juneau, Wrangell, Petersburg, Homer, Valdez, and, of course, Ketchikan. And in Seward and Nome, monitors found elevated levels near the city's commercial and cruise ship docks. That study also found high levels of dissolved copper and nickel at several sites in Kinnick Arm near Anchorage. Those can be toxic to marine life. Tabor says DEC plans to continue water sampling in 2021. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.